Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Sport. How good is it? What a great Saturday afternoon it is, and what a weekend lies before us. Of course, last night, Canberra, the Raiders became the first NRL team into next week's grand final. 16 points to 10 over the Rabbitohs. We'll get the take from these people.
Got the clap again.
I know. Straight into it. We'll get that very, very shortly. Of course, we're all heading towards grand finals as well this afternoon on Triple M from 2. I think the Bouncers at 2:30, the Giants taking on the Richmond Tigers at the MCG in the AFL Grand Final. It is huge. Just before we get into it, I think we need to just play this moment from last night. Josh Papali was enormous, and then he went and did this.
Inside the Papali.
He deserves it.
Absolutely correct, Dan Ganane. There hasn't been a more deserving try scorer. He was phenomenal all game, and the under the post match winning try. How big?
He scored one, didn't he, a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, against the Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, he's fitter, and he's just, I think, you know, he understands now what his role is in that team, and he is he's an enforcer. Dalian prop of the year for sure.
And the big news, Tony?
Yeah, he's been cleared to play.
Yeah.
He was put on report for seemingly a higher shot, but it kind of slipped up. So we'll get into that detail. But he is clear to play in the NRL Grand Final, which is huge news for the Canberra Raiders. They will, of course, take on whoever wins tonight. You'll hear that on Triple M, with the Roosters take on the Melbourne Storm from the beautiful Sydney Cricket Ground. How was it there at
Raiders
in Canberra yesterday?
We got down there sort of in the middle of the day and thought we'd just go around from the hotel just to have a beer and some lunch and just to, you know, it's all about the community. I love those one-team towns because, you know, everyone's on board, and went around to just the pub, and they had green beer, and everything was – the whole place at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon was just green, and everyone was getting there, having their pre's ready to go to the game. So
I saw the green sausages during the week.
Yeah, they even had green milk. That's the one I'm not sure about.
Yeah, green. I think they had sort of green spinach. They were putting spinach on pie. So look,
green spinach.
Green, that's a weird one.
It was hard.
Green broccoli next. What's going on?
It was hard not to get caught up in it. It was an amazing result. Not probably the most clinical performance from the Raiders. Very courageous. They lacked a little bit of fluency, didn't they, with the football, which is something they'll need to work on. But, hey, just enjoy the moment. It was incredible.
I'm on the bandwagon.
Of course you are.
You're wearing green today.
I am, yes.
Coincidence or?
So why are you on the bandwagon?
Just because, as soon as the Tigers were out, I thought, I'd love to see the Raiders make
it.
Because it's been so long, longest grand final drought in the NRL, 25 years, and they're all great to deal with, the players, the staff, and it makes our job easier this week because there are lots of good storylines rather than having to regurgitate the same ones with...
I'm on
Team
Green.
That's like half selfish, but you know.
Are you also good? Are you on Team Green? Are you on Team Rhino?
Team Rhino.
Mask Singer.
I'm on the Rhino. Homegrown alligator. See you later. Got some moves, the Rhino.
Oh, hasn't the Rhino got
some moves? Yeah, great show.
Look, I guess we do.
When is this show, guys?
It's called The Masked Singer. The Masked Singer.
It's a strange concept. What's the concept?
Well, the concept is that the celebrities, they sing.
A-grade celebrities, B-grade celebrities. Are they going high, top shelf?
Okay. Well, they've got to be famous enough for Lindsay Lohan to recognise them.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a strange one.
Would she know anyone in this room, Lindsay Lohan?
In this room?
Yeah.
Oh, no, she knows me well, but I'm not sure about
She's a bit of a party girl back in the day, wasn't she?
I don't know.
Yeah, she was. No, I don't know.
I've never met her, have you?
And a person I've met David Hughes before, and I've met Jackie O, but
So you didn't know the name of the show, but now you know who's actually on the panel.
Only because people told me.
We buried the lead. I mean, let's just be honest with it. There have been, because the nature of the show is that these people are masked, we don't know who they're trying to work out who these masked singers are. Now, the variety of clues, not just their performance with singing and dancing. When they talk about themselves with a voice that has been computer generated, we then see bits and pieces that may lead us to know who they are.
Yeah.
Now, there has been, let's face it, all across social media, throughout the news, there has been discussion that you, Wendell Saylor, are the Rhino. And now, look, I don't know, obviously.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm flattered that people think it's me, but Mm-hmm. Firstly, I can't sing.
Yeah. And that doesn't rule you out. I saw the performance. Keep going.
And I can't move that well because anyone that knows that I was on Dancing with the Stars.
You can't move that well.
Oh, Dancing with Stars. Where did I come?
A partner. Ben.
Wait,
did you
see
Wendell?
The performance that you think everyone's talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, mate, it was on social media and people were tagging me in. So.
Yeah, well, once people had accused you of being Rhino, you would have had a look, I'd imagine.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah. Understand
but
that.
But it's not me. So, okay. So
we can put that to bed right now.
Yep.
It's not Wendell Saylor, the runner. So stop asking. Stop.
Yep.
Stop sending in emails to Triple M asking questions.
Okay. Yeah. So, and that's final because we know in rugby league, if someone denies something, it's 100% not true. So we may as well take Wendell's word.
Look? It was on Channel 10, yeah, like last Monday, last Tuesday. I had it because it was on the same time as the back page, and it flogged us. But if you,
I switched between. I wanted to have a look to see what the concept was about, but I was watching your show.
I just felt like I was watching both as well, and I felt like I was at work. Yeah. And then I put on Channel 10, and was on and it was just like another day in the office.
So, next week's back page, we're all going to be wearing really weird costumes. Can we have a, have we got any of the Rhino's work? Let's have a listen.
There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Tony, you know, it takes me back to a time when I was at university and there was this great band called The Sexiness.
Yeah, I remember
and
The
they
Sexiness.
They came in and they used to play on a regular basis.
Just a duet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, sounds a lot like The Sexiness.
I hadn't actually heard the audio. I'd just seen everyone.
What are your thoughts now?
Tagging. That is 100% Del. That is you for sure.
You heard him sing the George Ezra song before.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, there you go. Not him.
Not me. Not him.
Brendan Favola. There it is. We're going to get that Raiders that win 16-10 on the Tyre Power scoreboard. That's next. Saturday, Triple M, NRL. Triple M rocks the footy, also rocks the grand final this afternoon right here on Triple M. You'll hear it. The Giants taking on the Richmond Tigers from 2 o'clock. The first bounce is at 2:30 last night, as we said, in Canberra. It's the first time since 1994, I think, the Raiders have made it through to the grand final.
Can you believe
they
that?
Did it by, I know. We'll have a look. They're an amazing footy team from that era. So this group, a lot of Englishmen on board. 16-10, they beat the Bunnies. A huge, huge defensive effort from the Raiders. There was a lot of repeat sets, a lot of goal line dropouts that the South Sydney managed to do. So they were terrific.
And the fact that they managed to hold on when they were down a man, when Chance was sent to the sin bin, not only hold on, but then score the match-winning try as well. That was incredible. I thought, you know, they defended, I think, three or four sets in a row, and I thought, surely the Bunnies have to get over soon, but they just held on and held on. And even things like Josh Hodgson, that when he knocked the ball out of Cody Walker's hands, and that was a try save. Josh Hodgson was incredible. He stole it as well earlier in the game, one-on-one strip, which led to their first try. So I thought he was incredible. So too, Josh Papali.
Josh Papali was just absolutely enormous. Now, as you mentioned, he was cleared. He was put on report from that hit on Adam Dewey. And look, it wasn't there was arm in there, so there was no shoulder, but it certainly eventually got him under the chin, but it kind of bumped up from the chest. He is free to play. How huge in news is that? Because he is so influential.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's a form front row of the competition at the moment. And
which is why you didn't pick him in your team.
Yeah,
I mean, they had a weekend off, he didn't play.
Yeah.
So. And he's got some good competition, but it's been
funny. Will pick him today in our team.
Yeah. Hasn't it? A lot of the front rowers going through this final series have had to sit out games for similar incidents. So it's so good that the story all week's not going to be about Josh and it's going to be about, you know, the Raiders and then finally getting back to a grand final, and we don't need to wait until Tuesday. And the disruptive nature of what that would mean for the whole Canberra team, because, you know, he's their figurehead, and if they didn't know if he was going to be available or not, it's so disruptive to their preparation. And I think that's a real positive for him.
I do too. And their coach, Ricky Stewart, as you would imagine, he was very passionate about why he should be allowed to play. This is what he had to say last night.
It was a wonderful tackle. It shouldn't have been a report, shouldn't have been a penalty. MG, our game's got real issues if there's an issue with that tackle. Our game is a collision game. Our game is a tough game. That's why you get 28,000 people here at this ground, because they want to see these Warriors play. And I know we won't have any problem at all with Josh Papali's tackle.
And that's how it turned out. He's right. It is great. On the flip side, of course, Jared Waria Hargreaves isn't playing tonight and for something probably not as severe. But he was great. What did you make of their performance, Del?
Oh, look, I thought Canberra were great. You know, they weren't at their best, but they just kept working for one another. And even at the end, as Emma said, when Chance went off, I just thought, you know, one thing you'd hate, Chance has been one of the most consistent players all year, you'd hate to see the Bunnies score a try, you know, to win the game. And, you know, for a young bloke like that who's had a wonderful season, I think there was a really good story about him this week. I just love what Canberra have done this year. And I've loved that Ricky's gone over and got the Englishman. I would never have thought four English players in one team could make such a difference, just the way they've adapted to the style, you know, the NRL and even in Canberra. But also one of my high points of the year, mate, Jack Whiten. Like, Freddie's backed him. We've all known for a long time. This time last year, Jack probably wasn't in the best place. He's got two beautiful young kids, and you could just tell that this year he sort of, he felt like he owed the club something. And even when, I think when Freddie backed him, everyone's going after that Origin, mate, you know, Whiten cost us that game, you know, Freddie should drop, why is he backing him? Well, you're seeing why, you know, you back someone like Jack Whiten, and that chase at the end too, Dane Gagai for him, you know, part of it was like, you know, you hope he sort of gets away, but it was just, he was in everything, and he's just a tough footballer, and he's been, you know, one of their best players all year too.
All of that too, considering he made the switch to 5'8", and yeah, said during the week he really didn't want to make the move, but Ricky said, trust me, it'll work, and he was hesitant, but obviously you'd do whatever the coach wants you to do, and it's proved to be a masterstroke.
Even his kicking game, his kicking game's been great. You know, I mean, good, you know, this, he puts those little kicks in there, and he's certainly got better through the year, but it's just his contact too in defence. Look, if you're going to run a Jack Whiten, mate, you're going to make sure that you're going to have to run hard, because, you know, he puts his shoulder. I remember coming through the 20s, yeah, he was playing fullback, 5'8", I think he debuted on the wing. He's that sort of player, and then even coaching him in the All-Stars, you just knew. Gordon Tullis and I, we used to have conversations. Well, yeah, mate, this kid could be anything. And he's starting to. It's been a bit later than you expected, but everyone's known he's had this talent for a long time.
The Raiders, on the TV last night, I thought the Raiders were going to hold on. It was so tight. But there, did you think that the Rabbitohs were coming to get them?
Yeah. Look, you've got to give credit to South Sydney. I mean, not many people gave them a chance to going down there. And obviously after, you know, what's been a couple of pretty ordinary weeks performance-wise for them and putting together a performance like that. Cody Walker, you know, was back in great form. And Sam obviously got moved in the middle late. And that really improved the way that, you know, Murray played, and then also gave Cook some opportunity, because they were right in that contest of winning the battle in the middle third of the field. So I thought Souths were gallant. Their execution let them down a little bit, as did the Raiders. But it was just, in the end, I thought the Raiders' defence at key moments was just unbelievable. And just, you know, they just played the big moments just a little bit better with guys like Wendell spoke about. Hodgson, you know, what he did over the line with knocking that football out. Jeez. Whiten, and just the opportunities that they just took. They made. He's a guy that just makes things happen. And he did that again the other night. And then obviously Papali, who just finished off with one of the best tries you'll see from the front row.
I want to get back on Josh Hodgson just in a moment about that, whether he should have gone off for the HIA. That'll be next. Obviously, it was a great win for the Raiders, and you guys were there. The sweet smell of newly legalised cannabis in the air was terrific. terrific to be in the nation's capital next. So it is Josh Hodgson and that whole head, the HIA. Should he or shouldn't he? Next on Select Triple M NRL. Very nice. Distant Sun, that is Crowded House. Rocking the footy on Triple M. I'd like to see the Rhino do a Crowded House song. I think he could do that song
maybe
very
next.
Well.
How long does it go for, that show, Tony? Do you know?
I'm not sure exactly how long it goes for. I don't know whether each contestant, they just keep going until the guest, I suppose.
Maybe.
But I certainly would like to see the Rhino do a bit of Crowded House.
You know what's funny? I did end up watching a little bit of that. Brett Lee, unlucky, mate.
Did he get burned, did he?
Is he out? Yeah, he's out, he's gone.
You beat Brett? That would have been good, because...
It's not me.
I mean, the Rhino beat Brett.
Yeah, unlucky Brett.
Because you've been looking for a longer stay, would it be fair to say, than some of the other experiences in those reality TV shows? If it was you, I was...
It's like, not me, mate.
What do they win?
What do they... Well, I think they get to keep their costume.
That'd be good at the
Triple M Christmas party.
Would be good, wouldn't it?
Actually, you know, speaking of that, you know, I've never been invited to is the Southern, you know,
Southern Cross Austereo.
Yeah, well, I've never been invited
to the Christmas party.
I've been here like 6 years. I don't know why wouldn't they invite me?
Because we've all been invited to this year's, have you?
I've never seen you there, Tony.
I know, I don't go, but I've been invited.
I don't know whether it's an oversight.
I'd rather been home with a pencil in my eye, but you know, honestly.
You go to the Fox Sports one?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. We have our own little one on Triple M, like, you know, just with us at the footy.
Do we? I don't know if I got an invite to that.
What kind of creature was Brett Lee? Do you remember?
Yeah, he's a parrot.
He was a parrot. Okay. And Gretel Kleen, I think, was the first one who went out.
She was an octopus.
Yeah. You've watched more than you.
I started to watch it. It's addictive.
It's addictive. Mm. Doesn't Brett Lee, though, have a sort of a band? Isn't he a natural singer? Six and out.
With his brother Shane. I think Brad McNamara was in there as well.
And he was out real quick, just quietly. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's got nothing to do with singing, obviously. It's whether they can be recognised by Lindsay Lohan, which is because
she loves cricket.
A tough one. She's all over it. We're, of course, talking about the Raiders.
He's had a big brother as well.
16-10. They beat South Sydney to win the right to play in the grand final next week at ANZ Stadium. They'll be playing the winner of tonight's game, the Roosters and the Storm. You mentioned Josh Hodgson and his influence on that game. Now, slight controversy, obviously, given that part of his influential package came directly after he hit the hip with his head of Liam Knight. Seemed to stagger out of that tackle, be a bit, you know, doozy, which is usually a signal that you go for have your HIA. Now, he didn't. The trainer at the next break of play came on, gave him the all thumbs up, so no drama. He played on. And in that period, he did the one-on-one strip, which was fantastic. He put a little kick through, I think, as well, and might end up with a try. He also stripped Cody Walker, who was over the line and was going to score a try. Three key moments in that game that perhaps Josh Hodgson shouldn't have been there for if the protocols had been followed. What did you make of it?
I thought, sitting on the sideline, I thought it looked like he should have gone off just based on the way he was moving, and it seemed it was a bit groggy. And when we interviewed him after the game, he even said, oh, yeah, he laughed and said, yeah, the head is a bit fuzzy, but got through that one okay. So admitted perhaps wasn't feeling 100%.
Yep.
But in saying that, the NRL are super, super strict. So they must have looked back at the footage. We've even seen instances this year, players haven't gone off straight away.
Yeah.
Then they've gone back and re-looked at the footage, and then maybe 8 minutes later, players have come off.
Well, there's an independent call, yeah, from the tent and the sideline.
So it's hard to question that when they are so strict. But sitting on the sideline, I didn't think he looked 100%. It looked like he was, even a minute or so later, or even 3 or 4 minutes later, it looked like he was sort of still stumbling a little bit.
Should he have gone off, Del?
I think so. I think at the time, you know, look, they have been quite thorough, but, you know, obviously the, those guys in those places, you know, we see them every weekend, looking down the video, yeah, looking at the screen.
Because all the rules have been manipulated so that we are protecting the head of the player. Yeah. So I just beggars belief that something wasn't done. Don't you think?
What do you think, Gert?
It's hard. Like, I mean, surely they don't miss that sort of stuff anymore, do they? I mean, they have a really good look at it. They see it live, and then they get to go back and they sit on the sideline there with the doctor. The doctors know their players. Would he be able to, you know, have that much of an influence on a game if he wasn't feeling 100%? It's hard to think that he could have that sort of impact if he, you know, if his head
wasn't looks
right.
Like one of those fighters who can drag himself up off the canvas.
He's a boy from the north of England. Yeah. Like, mate,
well, it's a bit, well,
it's gladiatorial.
Know, if they missed it, they got it wrong then.
Yeah.
If that's the case.
Yeah, and they're human. Look, we understand that.
Yep. Do you give them, how do you rate their chances? Obviously, we don't know who they're playing next week, but you think they're going to need, in terms of their attack,
to
sharpen up.
Well, they also need to get some play. There were some guys out there. Everyone defended brilliantly and scrambled great, but, you know, we didn't see a lot of Bateman with the football. Elliot Whitehead only had, like, one run at halftime. I thought Aiden Caesar struggled at certain times during the game, which put a lot of pressure on Jack White, especially, you know, with the back end of their set. So I didn't think they are as connected as they have been in the past sort of month or so. So if they're going to win next week, and you to win any grand final, you need every player to be at their best and in you know, both sides of the ball, and that certainly wasn't the case last night.
But even Joey Leilua is
there's a question mark over him. Yes. Came off with a calf injury.
Yeah, with a calf. Like, you know, we've said it before, and in the AFL too, you know, those injuries, they're ones that you just don't want because that soft tissue, it's very hard to get right.
And even Jack Whiten, I mean, the Raiders had sort of said, no, he'll be fine, but copped a bit of a knock, and it seemed like he was, his shoulder was really sore as well, so they'll probably have to monitor Jack Whiten. But if Leilua isn't right, I mean, they had Simonson on the bench, last night, perhaps. Yeah, he would start and maybe Havili then come onto the bench if Leilua's not right.
He's great bringing the ball back out of their own end, you know, big Joey, but he made some crucial errors. Gave away a penalty early that got South down the other end of the field, and then made an error late in the game. And I just don't know, Rapana this year, I mean, he's such a fantastic finisher, and these guys give the Raiders a lot of value bringing the ball out of their own end, but in relation to, you know, these are the guys that just could put on a try out of nothing and he's gone. And these are the games that those guys need to produce something, you know, at that side, at that end of the field, and we just haven't seen enough of it, in my opinion, from those guys in, during this sort of this last 6 or 8 weeks.
Yeah. You mentioned Joey Leilua and that the soft tissue injury, his calf. For those GWS fans who may be listening, waiting, of course, for the
what's the score, Tony?
2:30. No, you'll hear it all live right here. Yeah, Triple M will rock the grand final.
No, I mean in the
but whether
in the
Still Davis,
game.
Their captain, may not. Apparently, a call is still going to be made today. We made any minute, I would imagine, because of his calf injury. He was a bit busted last week.
He was a passenger last week, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
How can you leave it so close for a grand final?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you make the call the day before?
Well, they may well have, but haven't yet announced it. It might be a little bit of a Trent Robinson style. we'll see. Plenty to come, including we'll have a chat with Jared Croker, of course, was the try scorer for the Raiders last night on Saturday Triple M NRL.
Money
Very
for
much
nothing.
Like doing this show. This is Saturday Triple M NRL. Great news for Canberra Raiders and their fans. In the nation's capital last night, they got the job done over the Rabbitohs, 16-10. And no small thanks to this man, Jared Croker, who joins us now. Congratulations, mate.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Enormous atmosphere at that ground and throughout the town, has been for some time. In fact, all this year, the connection between the club and the city has been brilliant. And no small thanks, I guess, to Ricky Stewart, but also you guys. In terms of knowing you've achieved something special last night and moderating that with what's getting ready for next week, what was Ricky's message after the game to you?
Obviously, he was quite proud of us, mate, and quite happy. And he's quite an emotional sort of bloke, so he didn't want to say too much and get himself too emotional, but his main message was, I thought we'd done it really well, but enjoying the week, enjoying the build up and the atmosphere, and not taking yourself out of it, out of the picture. I mean, if you're going to win big games and be in big games, you've got to be able to enjoy the atmosphere and the build up around it. We spoke about it going into all last week's game, obviously big build up around here about switching on and switching off, and enjoying the outside stuff and away from footy and. You know, when it's time to prepare and train, we're switched on and ready to go.
Speaking of Ricky being emotional, when had a chat to him straight after the game on the sideline, he had tears in his eyes and had to sort of stop talking at one stage because he didn't want to let it all out. Have there been times, either last night or throughout the year or even any time under Ricky Stewart, that he has been brought to tears and he shows just how passionate he is?
He gets like that a lot, yeah. Like after most wins, to be honest, when he starts talking and you can tell, yeah, he does get a little bit choked up. And, he's so passionate about the club and he loves Canberra and loves the joint. And, yeah, he's been a bit like that. We were all a bit like that last night. It was a bit of a long time coming, I guess. I was pretty excited myself there towards the end. But I think that just shows how passionate Rick is with the club and how much he loves the club and the boys. He'd do anything for any of our boys. And, Yeah, it's good to see that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's good that Ricky likes to join it because it's been legalised, so that's all okay.
Fuck one in there.
It's going to be good for recruitment.
Yeah. Hey, Jared, I've got to ask, mate, what has changed from last year? I mean, the Raiders last year, they're losing the close ones or they're getting run down. What changed in the off-season for the Raiders to play like they have now? I know there's been a lot of talk about the Englishmen and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, obviously the Englishmen have been great. Johnny Bateman.
Unbelievable.
He just brings out that winning mentality. He just wants to win everything he does. And they're all like that. Hodjo, Elliot, Ryan Stutt, they just got that. I don't know how many broken ping pong tables are around, brackets are around at training, but they just want to win everything. And Johnny's really brought that in our whole side. And just our whole defensive mentality, mate. We've won games off the back of our defence like we did last night. We've done that all year. Just grinding away and tough defensive wins and working hard for your mate. It's all it's come down to for us this year defensively. And I also think having Jack White in the front line defensively is a massive strength. And obviously having him next to me there is pretty enjoyable as well. Always know if I'm going to my man and he's going to come back on the inside, then he's got Jack White's left shoulder to deal with. So it's pretty strong front line as well.
How many guys, Jared, have been in a grand final before? Obviously not within the Super League, but in the NRL. Have you got any grand final experience there?
One.
BJ.
See ya?
BJ. Yeah, BJ when he was about 18 in 2010. I actually remember that game. For the Roosters, yeah.
Okay.
BJ, then, that's right. Win that game, I think.
It's obviously made a big and exciting week ahead. As Ricky sort of laid out the plans, there's obviously grand final breakfasts and different things that you need to deal with along the way.
Haven't yet, mate. To be honest, I've been on the phone replying to text messages all morning more than anything, but everyone's pretty excited, as you'd imagine. But I think we'll go in tomorrow morning, mate, and do some recovery and a bit of stuff, and there'll probably be a bit of housekeeping there. It'll be more about I try and get the tickets and stuff organised as early as possible so there's no dramas through the week. And I'd imagine we'd go down. We have nine blokes up for Dally M Awards on Wednesday night, so I'd imagine we'd just be down there from then.
Yeah, okay. There's a breakfast, I think it's Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah. Thursday and a dinner, and then you might as well stay down there. So I would say we'll be doing that, mate.
What about the good news you got today? Josh Papali will be allowed to play?
Yeah, I sort of thought that, and I'm not being biased. I didn't really think it was a penalty, to be honest, unless he actually made contact with his head, but I don't think he did. I thought it was just a good shot. I wasn't concerned anyway. Papa might have been a bit worried, but I wasn't concerned about it all, mate, so it's a relief for him as well.
Mate, you talk about Papa. I'm not sure what he's been doing different, but whatever he's doing this year, he's doing everything well on the field. It's his best football, and he just seems so happy with him, the way he's playing.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable, mate. He won our Meningham medal, our player of the year again, for the third out of the 4th year. He probably should be going in proper of the year. I mean, he'd be up there anyway on Wednesday. He was probably Queensland's best player in Origin. He's been our best player of the year, mate, and he's been unreal. The big moment for Papa was last year. We had his wedding on the weekend and on the Saturday, and then the Monday morning we were in a 3-day army camp. And instead of Papa going on the honeymoon, he came to the army camp. So
that's awesome.
The sort of bloke he is. And it's working for Papa. I don't know what too much has changed. I mean, he's obviously his weight. He actually got up and when he received the Meningham medal, and I don't know how a trainer thought about it, but he goes, "I'm still running last in fitness and never making any of your time, so I don't know what's really changed." that might be the trick to winning the Meningham medal. He got 3 out of the last 4.
He's a competitor.
I don't think the trainer was happy with it.
Maybe the secret is the golf, because when we spoke to him last night, he said that even yesterday morning, a few of them were playing golf. Is that something you guys get up to all the time?
Yeah, the boys love it. I play a little bit here and there. I don't play it as much as they do. Rapper and Papa and Elliot and Ryan, so they play flat out like 3 or 4 times a week. And they go play in the comp on game day. I can think of nothing worse than playing golf on, as it is, let alone
where do they play, mate?
They have a game. Gold Creek or Yuani normally.
Yeah, I play. They'll play the Jason Creek. Yeah. Also, mate, Royal Canberra. What a great golf course.
Good course, isn't it? Yeah. So he hits him well to it, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
What about, you had a few bumps and bruises, obviously, coming out of last night. Is Josh Hodgson sort of had that burner when he saved that certain try? We saw, obviously,
that
Joey
was unreal,
with...
Wasn't it? Yeah.
That was unbelievable. We saw Joey, I think, limped off and got replaced in the end there. Everyone looking okay?
Yeah, I haven't heard too much more this morning, mate. I've texted both our boys. I haven't got a reply yet, so they might be getting treatment or something. But I'm not sure about Joey. I don't know what he's actually done or the extent of it all. I know... Just knowing Jacko for as long as I've known him, you'll have to cut his arm off to stop him playing this week. So I'm sure he'll be fine, whatever he's done.
Hey, Joe, quickly, what's it like having Mick Ennis there? Because I know a few years back down there, the Canberra fans weren't a big fan of him. Now I see him last on the coach's box. How's he been down there with you?
He's been great, mate. He's really, really good, Mickey. I think a lot of the boys, probably the whole of Canberra, but the players and that, everyone's probably a bit unsure when Spick told us that he was coming down. And the first thing he came in was... He's come in and he bought in. He straight away, he said from day one, he's a Raider, and this is what he wants to do and be a Raider. So, mate, he's one of us now. And, you see how excited he gets. He comes down and does a lot of work with our attack and with our spine. And, he's a great bloke, and he enjoys the atmosphere. He enjoys being a Raider. And, that's all we can ask for, really.
Well, Jared Croker, I think there are a lot of people like Mick Ennis who have suddenly become Raiders. I think your support base will be huge, not just those from Canberra, but ANZ Stadium next Sunday. I imagine the masses of people supporting you. Congratulations on getting there, mate.
Yeah, enjoy the week.
Thanks, guys. Will do. Thanks for having me, guys.
See you, Jared.
Absolute
pleasure.
Yeah.
There he is. Jared Croker from the Raiders, who, as I said, 16-10 on that Tyre Power scoreboard over the Rabbits. They are there. Saturday Triple M NRL. Jimmy Eat World, this is Saturday Triple M NRL, Triple M rocking the footy, heading towards rocking a grand final this afternoon. The GWS Giants will take on Richmond. You can hear that from 2 opening bounce, I think is around 2:30 this afternoon. I should mention we spoke with Jared Croker. Anytime we do interviews, we do it all thanks to Celebrations, helping you celebrate. Right now, though, it's time for this.
The Deep Dive. for shallow people, we really like the deep dive, don't
yeah.
we?
Yeah, yeah. Seen a bit of a deep diving today, Tony, haven't we?
We have indeed. I'm not sure when Wendell Saylor's gone, but I'm sure he'll rejoin us in a moment. Yeah. Okay, this, of course, is the second qualifying final. Is the Roosters taking on the Storm at the beautiful Sydney Cricket Ground tonight. You boys are going to be calling this game. Let's have a little bit of a dive into what is going to happen and why before we get into what happens on the field. Where are we injury-wise? There's been a few concerns, obviously. Luke Keary has been wandering around in a moon boot during the weekend.
Yes, he was, but we're expecting that he will play, but not Jake Frenza. He's been out for quite a while. Yesterday, a few sneaky cameras on him walking to training, and they'd noticed, reporters had noticed, everyone was... if not wearing their boots or carrying them.
Mm-hmm.
But Jake Friend was the only one who wasn't. And Trent Robinson, this year he's been a bit funny, even just for regular games, wouldn't give anything away.
Indeed. Let's have a listen to what he had to say. This is
I'll get lots of questions around team, and I think you know what I'm... there'll be no answers around the team. Oh, look, I'm not going to go through it, to be honest. That's the beauty of our game. I mean, you guys want to know and you want to write about it, but also I don't want to give anything away about our lineup and our team.
Fair enough. Absolutely fair enough. The rules are the rules for a reason, Tony, and I think it adds a little bit of mystique going into the game. Everyone likes to turn up an hour before, see who's running on. But in relation to Luke Keary, I mean, I wouldn't be too concerned if I was a Roosters fan. It's not a new injury. It was something that he picked up at the back end of... remember against the Rabbitohs with the last 10 or 15 minutes, he sort of rolled his ankle and he was limp through the end of it. So I'm thinking that's purely precautionary. I wouldn't be too concerned. I think 100% he'll be out there tonight.
But they have officially cut their squad. So Friend is out and Vunivalu as well.
Yep. So Chambers will go on the wing there.
Yep.
Mate, it's quite a different position for Will Chambers too. I know he's played most of his football in the centres, but you know, he's under pressure the last couple of weeks. And I know when Bellamy told him you know, that he was dropped, he took it really well. And I think that's where Bellamy found a spot for him on the bench and was going to use him in the edge. And
well, you got two really experienced wingers in Tupu and Morris, and both great under the high ball.
Tupu,
and two really good kickers there in relation to Cooper Cronk and Keary, who put the ball on the spot. So it's a real advantage given the fact that, you know, Will's not used to playing that spot and he's not, you know, a qualified jumper. So some opportunity there for the Roosters if they want to use it.
Yeah, and his decision-making too. Like, I remember last year, I think the Roosters scored a try. Vunivalu, because he rushes in so many times. I know he's not playing now, but now Chambers obviously on that wing too. So I think he's got to be aggressive on Tupou or aggressive on him early. But you're right, aerial-wise, his timing and everything, that's going to be a big point of the game.
I think they've had the perfect preparation though, Tony, both of these sides going in. I mean, obviously the Roosters having that week off and allowing guys like, well, Friend didn't make it, but you could just see Boyd and obviously Keary with some injuries and just some wear and tear that they've picked up over the last few weeks, been able to have that weekend off, and pretty much going in, they've only lost one of their last nine games. So they're informed, they're confident, you know, they know they can win different ways. For the Storm, I think last week was really important for them because, you know, the couple of weeks before that, they haven't shown a lot of form, especially against some of the better sides. They've been beaten by Canberra. And they were able last week to make some crucial decisions around positions.
Yep.
It also gave guys like Pappenhausen another week. It gave Jerome Hughes another week there to settle. And no offence to Parramatta, but it was no more than a training run for the Storm, who come off that what was it, 32-0? With a whole heap of confidence going into this game that they probably wouldn't have had they, you know, just stumbled over the line against Canberra coming into obviously it's a different situation and they fall on the other side of the draw. But I just think that both of these sides will be really happy with where they're at going into this one.
Surely there are concerns over the fact that Munster and Jerome Hughes have only played a couple of weeks together and he spent most of the season at fullback.
Yeah.
If you look at that halves combo and then Luke Keary and Cooper Cronk, surely you'd be more confident in the Roosters.
But I think Gerds, you know, the Gerds and I speak about, there's not too many teams that can win without a six and a seven, like, because Cam Smith, he's got such a control and, you know, you can sort of get away with it there. And I think we saw that last week, you know, obviously Cam Smith was, I think he's the best on park. Papin hasn't played well. But even for the Roosters, I think in this game, we're sort of forgetting, I know Takeo has been a wonderful player, but the enforcer, Jadwiri Hargraves, the first 20, 30 minutes that he gives out there, he's just his aggression. And we've seen, like, Papali's been great this year. But when the Roosters, I know there's some ridiculous percentage when he's playing and not playing, but he just sets a standard and you feel so much more confident. Takeo is a different sort of player, But, you know, he takes them on, and against Jesse Bromwich and Nelson and so forth, mate, you need someone like Jared. But I know the Roosters can probably get away with this game, but I think it just brings it right in for the Storm.
Amazing record they have at the SCG, the Roosters, this year. I think they lost only their first game this season. Latrell Mitchell himself has beaten most teams in terms of points throughout that game. And I noted during the week that the Storm went to Collingwood's training ground, an oval-shaped ground, and marked out the NRL configuration within that to try to give them some idea of, the difficulties of playing on that sort of ground. Mm. It has that, doesn't it? When you have and we watch the Roosters play there, they look great on the SCG.
They really do. They seem to enjoy the wide open spaces. They've got an expansive game, and I think that's going to be the test for the Melbourne Storm tonight, especially with some of those new combinations on the edge defensively, because the Roosters, they'll put pressure in areas where they find weakness, and they won't just do it once. They'll continue to do it. And the secret, I think, is what the Roosters do. They do it at high speed. So everything, they play faster, I think, than any other team in the competition. So all of those decisions that usually you have a couple of seconds to make to make the right decision, the Roosters will... they just speed it up. So all of a sudden, everything's happening a lot quicker and it happens a lot more often. So therefore, there's so much more room for error. And it's the width in which they play that'll struggle, I think the Melbourne Storm will struggle with. But if the Storm look at this Roosters pack, I think they'll go in confidence saying, and Gordon Tallis has said it all year. He said, if you want to beat the Roosters, you've got to go through their middle.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think if you look at this Storm pack and the middle of the Roosters, you know, even with some of their, you know, with Orbison and Radley, who just aren't big bodies, I mean, they're giving away a fair bit of weight advantage in the middle, and that's where the Storm need to strike. But
who's your tip?
I like the Roosters. I think they'll find a way.
Do you think that the Roosters bench is stronger? Because when Jesse Bromwich and Nelson come off, usually that's when the Storm tend to drop off a little bit, whereas the Roosters bench, sometimes Takiaho's on the bench, so maybe it's different, but they're Tenevano's probably just as strong. Good.
Crichton's, I think the Roosters have got a better bench. It depends on what they do. Now that they don't need to carry Will Chambers, it might actually help the Melbourne Storm, because I'm not sure who they've said that they're going to bring in, but if it's one of the bigger guys, if it's
Joe Stimson, I reckon.
It might be Stimson. If it's that, well, then it might be a bit of an advantage for him, because I'm sure that Will, who could have played on an edge or in the back row in an unfamiliar position, probably might have had the same sort of impact that a Joe Stimson might have.
Mate, when you talk about blue chip players, the two fullbacks, mate, what a great story for Pappenhausen. Yep. But, you know, Tedesco's been the best player all year. He'll win the Dally M, there's no doubt.
Yeah, Roosters and Storm, you will hear that right here on Triple M. Of course, you will also hear the Giants and the Richmond Tigers, the AFL Grand Final. That's why we only have one more hour. Bless you, Em.
Bless you.
One more hour to share with you.
Can't take her anywhere.
We head to the MCG.
Because all time. She's
got the sneezes. I tried to turn away, but it didn't
did.
Really work.
Turn away right into the microphone.
Sneeze together. Saturday Triple M NRL.